Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation continuing to be a disaster to the American people, Federal Reserve officials have indicated they are likely to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point later this month. That's for the second straight meeting. The policymakers will meet on the 26th and the 27th of this month. A shooting in a mall in Greenwood, Indiana last night took four lives, including the suspected gunman, who police say was shot by an armed citizen almost immediately when he began firing in the food court. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
Four people died after two single-engine planes crashed into each other at the North Las Vegas airport on Sunday. One plane was landing, one was ready to take off. Two people were on board each plane. USA Radio News.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Arizona and Texas are giving Washington lawmakers a taste of their own medicine.
As the humanitarian crisis at the southern border continues, Texas and Arizona have taken an apparent stand against the Biden administration's border policies by busing illegal immigrants to the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says more needs to be done to help with the situation, but believes it shouldn't fall on local taxpayers.
Well, local taxpayers are not picking up the tab and should not pick up the tab. And we really need a coordinated federal response. We know that it's done for refugees who come to the states from all points of the world. And the same has to be done in this situation.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NASA and the Russians have announced continued cooperation. NASA astronauts will go back to riding Russian rockets under an agreement announced Friday, and Russian cosmonauts will get rides to the International Space Station with SpaceX beginning this fall. U.S. astronaut Frank Rubio will launch to the space station from Kazakhstan with two Russians in September. The agreement ensures that the space station will always have at least one American and one Russian on board to keep the ISS running smoothly. After President Biden's Middle East trip last week, Saudi Arabian officials and the Biden administration sound more like divorce lawyers than problem solvers. With the president returning empty-handed, Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
He messes up on saying it's to honor the Holocaust instead of talking about the horror of the Holocaust. He messes up when he's trying to pronounce the tent, the building. He goes out and he fist bumps the Prince of Saudi Arabia. Seriously? I mean, I didn't know we were pals and buddies like that.
Yeah.
And then he comes out, and the White House comes out, Mike, and says that Saudi Arabia is going to increase production. And then the Saudi prince comes out and goes, well, actually, no, because 13 million barrels per day is a tap, which, duh, they're going to keep the prices as high as they can get. It doesn't make any sense. This administration is honestly a disgrace.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
you know, James Madison said, knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and the people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power knowledge gives. Think about that, okay? This is the activation of we the people. Okay, it starts with knowledge and a commitment to said knowledge if you are going to hold on to this republic. We've got John Whitehead with us from the Rutherford Institute. Hey, John, how are you, sir?
Oh, fine. Just busy with all the crazy things going on in our country today, and it's a little sad to see what's happening.
Well, John, you and I talked about it. That at the basis of all this has been the unhinging of our moral anchorings. You know, our founding fathers said, look, this Constitution is designed for a moral and righteous people. And we are far from morality. We're far from righteous. And just in our basic human condition, that is the case. But now more and more, it seems that we're making a concerted effort. I mean, we just went through, you know, Pride Month, this display of human debasement. And you even have a professor on, you know, on the Hill talking to Senator Josh Hawley and, you know, suggesting that the mere conversation about trying to understand, you know, the trans agenda brings violence on the trans people. And my thought was that maybe Josh Hawley, you know, because she was quite defiant in her attitude. And maybe his response might be, well, you know, do you realize what you're saying is against nature's law and nature's God? Yeah, I mean, because it's that clear what they're promoting, are they not?
Yeah, I think that what we're forgetting is that, you know, we're all, like I say, Martin Luther King said it best, we may have arrived here on different boats, but we're all in the same boat now. And what the government likes, they like us all at each other's throats, fighting and all that. And you're talking to somebody, like I say, for 40 years I've been suing it out of Washington, D.C.,
right.
And I've been told this, not only by, you know, former agents that work for the government intelligence agents, but a couple congressmen who talked to me and said, you know, this is it, you know, man, divide and conquer. This is how we control the masses. Oh, wait, no. The herd. I don't like that term they use about the American people. The herd. And I've heard that term and I'm going, wait a second, we're not cows, we're human beings. And you said it right in the beginning there. We've forgotten what we really are. We're human beings made in the image of God, and we have inalienable rights. Thomas Jefferson told us that. I mean, it's been repeated. And I look at a lot of people and say, what does that term mean, inalienable? They look at me and go, well, not taught much. And what does it mean? It means non-transferable. In other words, you are, from the beginning, you have absolutely all these rights that we have, the rights that, you know, to speak, to act, to resist, and all the things nonviolently that we want to do. But they don't know that. They don't know the Bill of Rights anymore. And I'm just, you know, it's gotten to the point, folks. Listen, it's up to us now. It isn't up to the public schools. It isn't up to the government to do anything anymore because they're not doing it. They don't want you to know your rights. You have the Supreme Court now just knocking down right to remain silent, your right to talk back to a policeman or whatever, you know. And I keep telling people, living in fear is the life of a slave. If you're afraid of the government, you're afraid of this or whatever, you are basically a slave. And the only way we're going to fight this thing is for us slaves to get together and start forming some really strong bonds together in our communities and pushing this thing back. And there are different ways we can do it, but you're going to have to actually work to do it. Freedom is a job. That's what it is. It's a continuous job. You have to keep at it. And unfortunately, most people I talk to today will just shrug and say, well, you know, they'll take care of it. But they don't really take care of you. Like I say, if they want to come get your home, they come get your home. Ask the forfeiture. The police can pull you over and take all your money and not ever give it back. I mean, there's all kinds of things they're doing today that are just crazy. Things I've written about in my book, Battlefield America, that we write about Rutherford.org. But, and we, you know, we've said it many times, Bill here, education precedes action. Folks, time to wake up. It's time to wake up. They live, we sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it, the Constitution demands and commands an activated citizenry, as you say.
Exactly.
We cannot be passive. If you're passive, then, you know, then quit complaining about the multi-level justice system, the elites arising and getting away with all kinds of junk at our expense, stealing from our own treasury, putting us in debt, putting us in danger, and aligning us with antithetical foes that have no interest in America first. Their interest is America last.
And watch out, because you have Bill Gates owning 240,000 acres of farmland in America, China buying up farmland in America. What in the world is going on here? Well, this used to be a country of private enterprise.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be that anymore. No, because it, you know, there was that, like we've talked about this before, too, that Princeton-Harvard study when they show where does money congregate in America, it's Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is run by oligarchic elite, these professors said, of 585 billionaires. And they just keep taking our money from us. And when you see the country today, I mean, restaurants closing up, you can't get people to come to work anymore and all these things. This is a country that looks very similar like to former regimes that have fallen over time. Rome, you go down the list. And I'm not sure at a certain point whether this country, unless it just went crazy shooting rockets into the air, that we can even defend ourselves. And it doesn't look good, folks, unless the American people, we the people, grab our rights and say we're going to protect our rights, we're going to protect our children from all this stuff we're seeing, and we're going to take over the public schools, by the way. The word, right. You know, public schools is supposed to be what they call the Latin phrase, in loco parentis, in place of the parents. The parents should be running the school, and parents should be saying what their kids should learn. But today, when a parent shows up at a school board meeting, they're targeted by the FBI in some cases. Now, think about that one. That sounds like the old Nazi regimes.
Right. And especially when you have the administration on top of that and governors of some states declaring that the kids are, in a sense, wards of the state. They belong to the state. They don't belong to parents. I mean, how absurd. And that they would even, you know, Terry McAuliffe, former governor of Virginia, who failed in his second attempt to be governor again, spouted that out. I mean, and they said, see, the thing is, it's quite telling, John, not only when somebody says something, it's the way in which they say it. They say it in a way that they've practiced this, that this is something that, you know, Dianne Feinstein would say, the doctrine in you runs deep. I can tell. You know what I'm saying when she said that about Coney Barrett? It's the same thing. I mean, their doctrine runs deep within them, and it is antithetical to those basic values and commandments of God that most of America holds to.
And let's keep holding them to them, and let's
Amen.
Uphold them.
Well, that is our saving grace, if we are to have some saving grace on this, John. Yes, we are.
We need to get our humanity back, and we need to fight for that. Yes, we do.
Amen. Amen. And the thing is that I think people would be surprised to appreciate and understand that this is what God wants for us, just like he wanted for the children of Israel, for them to come back, for them to seek his face. This is what God is waiting for. And it's like, how much worse does this have to get before it really does go to hell in a handbasket? We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Happy birthday to you, John Whitehead. A little bit late, but if we'd have had you on Thursday, it would have been very timely. But look, happy birthdays should not just begin and end in one day. I believe that, hey, look, you just let the momentum flow, and you're so deserving. So congratulations. Happy birthday. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we try to come up with, you know, something as a gift for John. Anything from, you know, I tried to talk Nisha to come out of a cake. She says it's a little messy. She, you know, she didn't want to kind of go along with this. Some other gift ideas. But we thought maybe the thing that everybody can participate in is go to the Rutherford Institute, go to their website and donate. Hit the donate button and support the cause. This would be a great birthday affirmation and gift to my good friend John Whitehead. Is that okay, John?
Hey, that's very good, sir. Thank you. Because that's how we keep working, doing what we do, you know. And you know we do a lot. So we do a lot of cases. We're involved in issues across the country. And we're trying to keep this country free. But like, we need more freedom fighters. That's why I'm recruiting now. People to get out there and get on the front lines, folks. We need help.
Yeah. Well, tell Nish, I didn't mean to throw her under the cake or anything like that. It was just, you know.
I told her you didn't throw under the cake.
Yeah, please. Yeah, just tell her. I was protecting her virtue, you and me both, okay? So all is well. I don't want to get on her bad side. John, you'd mentioned this earlier about the Supreme Court's rulings, and this is quite interesting. How they're insulating cops against lawsuits, sanctioning incompetence, and undermining the Miranda rights. And I say especially interesting with some of the reveal that's coming out of Uvalde and the systemic problems that they had there in protecting our kids. Just a minor sidebar on that. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, they come down with a lot of rulings. One recent that we wrote on, and people, it's called Dismantling the Constitution. Go to Rutherford.org and read more about it. But, you know, there's a lot of cases out there. The Supreme Court now is saying when the government agents do something, they can be very harmful. Even tasering some guy had gasoline, holding gasoline or whatever, and he burns alive. There's no problem with that. Although they go against all their training when they do things like that. But in this recent Vega case, the court basically said, you know, the police don't, there's nothing you can do to the police if they don't inform you of your right against self-incrimination, that you have a right to remain silent, you have a right to have an attorney. All Fifth Amendment rights, where the Supreme Court in the Miranda case years ago ruled that the police had to do that. Now they don't have to do it anymore. And in other words, they can just take you and smash your head against the wall and they walk off, you know, and they're protected under the police union laws. And I have a lot of policemen, by the way, really good policemen I've worked with over the years who are really nervous about what's going on. In fact, I had one who talked the Fourth Amendment. You know, the Fourth Amendment says that the government's not supposed to be watching you or controlling you, but the police today work with the FBI and watch what you do, the local police, everywhere you go, what you do, what you say. They even have create fake accounts now and try to lure you in to do something wrong. So that's what's happening across the country. But what I'm telling people is that we have just a short amount of time with the way the government's going. It's basically saying that any government agent can do whatever they want to do to you, and they can get away with it. They can't be held accountable. I mean, when they're crashing through doors, 80,000 SWAT team raids annually, and they're crashing through doors now and shooting decorated veterans. Some of the cases where they did sweeps in neighborhoods hunting for marijuana in people's homes, crash through a door in the middle of the night, SWAT team raid, flashbang grenade, Jose Guerrero, decorated veteran, pushes his child and wife behind him in the closet, holding the only rifle he owns is his hunting rifle. The police fire was 70 times to kill him. Okay. Nothing happens then. The complete, what they call immunity. They have immunity from all this stuff. So the thing is, they can do that. If we do that, if we even do the slightest thing like that, we'll go to jail.
Exactly.
And what I'm trying to say is, and this is key in your local communities, and I'm really pushing this hard, setting up civil liberties oversight committee to get together and make sure your police are local police. In some of the big cities, 75% of the policemen don't live in the city. They don't even live in the state. So what you have is vigilantes basically coming in. They don't care about the community or whatever. That's why living in a small community, you can see the police. They live next door to you. They live down the street. You know them. Things can be changed, folks, but you can change this stuff where the police have no idea, nor they don't care because you're in the community, they can just beat your head in.
Exactly.
So we need to start lining up, fighting back, getting involved in our local community, governments, councils, and stuff like that. I'm calling them civil liberties oversight committees. And get together with your friends. And basically, if you look at the 10th Amendment, our 10th Amendment says that the local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. If you don't like all the things you're seeing the federal government's doing, their taxes, all the things that are coming in, supplying grenade launchers and tanks and all kinds of military equipment to local police, and you don't like it, you can do that. You can change it. You can have it removed, you know, under the 10th Amendment. And that's the last thing maybe we can say, or one of the few things before this program is over, is learn your Bill of Rights, folks. We have a Bill of Rights card. You can go on our website and get one. Teach your children home the Bill of Rights. We need more rebels today, and I mean good rebels, the kind of rebels that will stand up and fight back. And as Bill said, we need our Judeo-Christian ethics. And this is what Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the guy who was put in prison, killed by Hitler because he challenged Hitler, here's what he said. Your yes to God requires you to fight, stand up against all injustice, all evil, all lies, all oppression and violation of the weak and poor, to all injustice. Mm. This is what we're here for. Okay. And it's been like that. That we have to honor the ones that are willing to put their lives on the line nonviolently to resist evil. And we need to get human, protect the people in your community. Have empathy for your fellow citizens and love one another as we're supposed to do.
Exactly. And when we do that, John, it goes well for us. I mean, go back and look at the history of this country. When we did, watch out for our neighbors and, did the sort of thing that you just outlined. I mean, these God-given attributes, it went well for us. The other thing that comes to mind here real quick, as you were talking about, what police are doing, because they're doing these ungodly and evil acts in the name of law enforcement, is this... why some of the response in communities were, and why police are randomly getting ambushed and why you have so many police being killed in the line of duty because of this sort of activity?
Yeah, I think you just have people are getting very, very paranoid. I mean, there's a reason for it. It's built up over time.
Right.
And what I would start doing is having, especially communities where you can have the power, these civil liberties oversight committees, get together with your police, sit down and talk to them and say, here's what we want to see in our communities. Can we work with you somehow? But just don't sit home and watch TV. The average American watches 150 hours of television a month. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's what the government wants you to do. They want you sitting there, listening to everything they say. And it amazes me that I just saw recently Facebook hired two former CIA agents to work in the hierarchy of their production. And I'm going, folks, be very, very careful. These are groups that have for years violated our rights, invaded our privacy, do surveillance of everything we do, and they don't care about the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But the Constitution is the thing that we need to push in their faces and say, hey, this Constitution says you can't do this.
Exactly.
You can't do this. And yet
well,
protect our rights.
And these social media oligarchs are the same ones, Zuckerberg and others, that are, praising the communist Chinese and their form of government in much the same way that Justin Trudeau did, right? So here they are, they're working hand in hand with the communist Chinese on all this surveillance and everything, and it's a matter of a flip of a switch, because they've already got the infrastructure for all this to impose it on we the people, do they not, John?
They got it. I mean, we're moving into a global environment unless we, the people, can say, well, we're staying local, folks. We're staying in our little town. We're not letting you take over our government.
Amen. But it requires we, the people, to get activated, ladies and gentlemen. John, where can they go for more information?
Go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, so I can get our weekly newsletters, and they'll see all the stuff that we do. And get out there and fight, folks. It's time to fight for freedom. We only have a few days left.
And don't forget to hit the donate button for John's birthday. Would you do that for us, okay? John Whitehead, thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield.
and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation continuing to be a disaster to the American people, Federal Reserve officials have indicated they are likely to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point later this month. That's for the second straight meeting. The policymakers will meet on the 26th and the 27th of this month. A shooting in a mall in Greenwood, Indiana last night took four lives, including the suspected gunman, who police say was shot by an armed citizen almost immediately when he began firing in the food court. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
Four people died after two single-engine planes crashed into each other at the North Las Vegas airport on Sunday. One plane was landing, one was ready to take off. Two people were on board each plane. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. As you every once in a while tune in to get an update on what's happening with January 6th, not a whole lot has changed. I mean, it's the same narrative. This clearly is, at least from my purview, another attempt at impeaching Donald Trump, though they don't understand Donald Trump's no longer president. But what they want to do is beyond impeach him. They want to just absolutely cut him off at his knees, cut off anybody else that is behind or considers what Donald Trump had to do for this country. If we're for Donald Trump, they want you out of here. They want you totally invalidated. They want you shut up, kicked to the side, and be allowed to run the government as they so well please, as they've been doing such an outstanding job anyway, right? I mean, because here they are. I mean, the Democrats and those on the left have full control. They've got the White House. They got both chambers of the legislative branch of government. And that's not enough for them. And they cannot seem to get this right. And they continue to mess everything up. So the only thing they can do is contrive something and do what they did leading into the 2020 elections, and that is tell you that you need to hate Trump, that he's terrible. Well, I mean, forget about what Trump represented, because essentially that's what they're doing. You hate Trump and you hate anything that he represents, which at the top of this is has to do with America First and the pride of made in the USA, American exceptionalism. Oh, my goodness, you say that and you watch the hair on the back of some of their heads just absolutely stand to attention. They cannot handle it. Nina May is back with us, and we're going to talk about January 6th, the real story. She was there. She was filming. And so what does she know that the J6 committee is keeping from us, we the people? Nina, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
You bet. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, the people, you know, they see the scam. I mean, they see this kangaroo court that's taken place. They know they're not getting the whole truth and nothing but. But you were there at the ground floor. And what did you see and what did you catch on tape that the January 6th committee could care less? In fact, they more than care less. They would not even want you to reveal whatever that you have filmed, right?
Exactly. They're trying to silence any opposition to whatever narrative they're trying to create, but it's got holes all in it. It just doesn't add up. We were there from 9:30 that morning all the way till about 4:30, maybe about 4 o'clock that afternoon, all the way from the Capitol down to the White House, back to the Capitol. We have 4 hours of footage. We have shared it with a lot of people. I immediately came back and put together a 15-minute sort of recap of what I saw that day, because I had a feeling they were going to do something like this, that they were going to basically lie, twist things around. Here's the big question that we all ask. Why aren't they releasing the 14,000 hours of videotape? And why did they release it to this one producer that reinforces their little show trial thing? But I, as a producer, that's what we do. We make movies, make TV shows, and I can do everything from write the script to the editing. And I'm telling you, that thing was edited together to try and it's a lie. They're trying to turn it into the truth, but it's got holes in it. For example, if you fast-forward, not fast-forward, but if you do frame by frame on this one footage that he has, you see the back of a policeman. It says Metropolitan Police, and it looks like he's been hit. But when he comes back up, the back of a policeman, and it says Capitol Hill Police. So my point, I guess, was that I said, holy cow, they've got 14,000 hours that they have access to that they can work with, and that's the best they've got. They've got to put together a shoddy editing of two pieces of footage that didn't even happen. The other thing, when they're working with the bike racks, they're pushing them back and forth against each other. They claim that was the breach, the big breach at 12:53. 2 points here. If you look at the background, there's nothing but grass. By that time, it was packed with people, absolutely packed with people. They've not kept anyone out because there were no bike racks. There were no guards. There were no metal trometers or anything. I stood there and did a 360 showing it because I wanted to, first of all, we're getting B-roll. That was the reason we were even there filming in the first place. But I wanted to show that, okay, we didn't break any laws because there was no police here. There was no bike rack. There was nothing going on. And when they are saying that they're pushing back, the woman, the policewoman said, and I was slipping and sliding and all this blood. Trust me, if there was blood on the sidewalk, that would have made the front page news. Every single photographer would have been over there getting pictures of the blood on the sidewalk. There was no blood on the sidewalk. I mean, it just didn't happen. But here's a very, very interesting point. They said that happened at 12:53. Well, the president was still speaking till 1:15. If something like that was really happening, and and all hell was breaking loose at the Capitol, and there were people being killed and blood running in the streets, don't you think someone would have slipped the president a note and say, hey, you got to cut it short because all hell's breaking loose at the Capitol? And no, not only did they not do that, nobody bothered to tell him even after he finished his speech. Everyone's getting their picture taken. Everyone's glad-handing. So not one of his aides got a call from not one person at the Capitol Hill telling him what was going on. And then finally when they did, about an hour later, he's briefed by his his Joint Chiefs of Staff and, you know, his top aides and everything about what's going on. He immediately issues at, I think it was like 2:38, he issues a tweet, puts the first tweet out saying, hey, you know, I understand this stuff going on. We love our policemen. Please don't, you know, hurt them. Don't do anything. And again, about 15 minutes later, he sends out another tweet. He sends out at least five tweets. The only one that Cheney bothers to do anything with is the one that's like at 6 o'clock. And saying, wait, we've already seen like five or six tweets from him. And then Twitter closes his account so that no one can go online to prove it. So they're destroying evidence as they go. I mean, that's just teeny, teeny stuff that we saw. Here's one of the other big ones. Okay, so we're in a townhouse right behind the Supreme Court. We can see through our binoculars, because it's wintertime, see from that townhouse all the way to the steps of the Capitol. So I have my binoculars and I'm looking. I'm seeing a TV over my shoulder saying all hell is broken loose. They've destroyed the Capitol, you know, blah, blah, blah. A woman's been shot, everything. This is about 2:30, I guess. and I'm looking at the live. I'm looking through binoculars at the behind the Capitol. I'm going, that's not happening at all. So I told my team, I said, we got to go back over there. There's something wrong with this picture.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked back over, and it was just like a regular, typical rally. People were singing God Bless America, waving their signs. Capitol Hill police were all over, getting mm-hmm. selfies with the people. People were way up on the balconies and everything, waving their flags. No one was stopping them from being up there. I got great footage of this. It actually looked like, with all the Capitol Hill police just kind of standing on the stairs on the Senate side, it looked like there were a choir. They were about to sing. And occasionally a Trump person would go up and, you know, see him and they'd shake hands. They'd be waving together. There was nothing going on the back side of the Capitol, the east side of the Capitol. And I had just come from the west side of the Capitol. So I'm going, well, when did all this take place? It could not have taken place in that 5-minute walk from the west side of the Capitol to this town.
Had Ashley Babbitt already been shot at that point?
Yeah,
you know, when you
according
were
to the TV, she'd been shot. Now, here's the other thing. You have someone shot and obviously bleeding. There was not one sound of siren where I was, not one. There was no police cars with the sirens going. There was no EMP. There was no fire truck. There was nothing. And I thought, it's like a ghost town here. In fact, it was so much a ghost town. I stood in the middle of the street there at, get Independence and Constitution mixed up. It's on the Senate side. I think it's, let's say it's Independence. I don't know. And then the corner, back corner of the road, the First Street that runs at the corner of where the Capitol grounds are. So it's like First and Independence right there. I stood in the middle of that intersection and took pictures down each one of those streets. It was a ghost town. There was no one there. There were no police cars. There was nothing happening. I mean, like, nothing happening, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is just so bizarre. So we go back to the townhouse, and we're seeing the show play out on the news. And my first question is, how did they get this footage so quickly? How was this taken so quickly? We were just there. I saw some of the people that are in this footage out on the street, especially the guy with the... He had a fur coat on, like a buffalo skin around him.
Yeah, right, right. Right.
Not the guy with the horns, but the buffalo guy that we saw later dancing in the hall. And the police were kind of laughing and clapping and everything.
I'll tell you, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
The
more from Nina after this.
With diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez with Nina May. Nina is the producer, director of Renaissance Women Productions. She was there on January the 6th as she continues to tell us the whole truth, nothing but. She's an eyewitness reporter, I mean, in a sense. I mean, she was there, an eyewitness to all these events, and they're just not squaring up. You know, she was mentioning the bike wrecks, and it was one of the questions I wanted to ask her, but she was on a flow, and so we let that go. But I want to address it now, is that what we saw, or at least what continues to be presented to us, Nina says it smells rotten. It is not consistent with the truth by no means, because she has footage of that particular area, and it doesn't have the same environment that is being presented to us. And so, you know, what's going on, Nina? Why do you have you know, the area that you filmed, and it shows us one thing, but yet the committee wants us to believe something else?
Yeah, that is a little suspicious, and it's very, very suspicious. I'll go back to what I said when I started, was that why won't they release all the security tape? Why don't you let everyone have access to it the way they let that producer have access to it, so we can piece it together, and it's easy to do. Everything's digital and time-stamped,
exactly.
So you can't fake it. And that's why when he did that one piece where he had the two policemen, two different ones, one merging into the other, I want to see that original tape, because I could tell you exactly what was happening, where those two people were based on what the timestamps are. But I we were talking during the break, and I can't remember the point I was making. Did I mention about the it being sort of a ghost town? There was no action.
Yes, exactly. Right, town. Huh? Right.
No policemen, nothing. And there was a woman that was supposed to have been shot, and they didn't even have an EMP. What do they call it? Ambulance come and try and get her.
Right.
And so this is another thing that they said that day, but then they stopped talking about it, was the man that got the footage of Ashley Babbitt being shot, which if you look at that, and again, as a producer, I'm looking at that going, how did he get that money shot? How did he happen to be standing right there with his camera and see that gun push out like that? And then he was able to swing the camera over there like he knew exactly what was going to happen next. How did he do that? And that, again, that's called the money shot. And think about this. If a gun was fired that close to a crowd of people, everyone would have screamed or ducked or run. No one did anything. It was almost as though they'd rehearsed it over and over again. They knew exactly when the shot was going to happen. And they just stood there. When she fell back, they all just kind of stood there. Not doing, and these are policemen. They're not trying to find out what happened. They're not trying to go, well, where did that shot come from? It was just so weird. So if you go back and look at reports that were done that very day, that man who did that, got that footage, signed two contracts at 10 o'clock that morning. One with, I'm not going to say, two major networks, let me just say, because I don't want them all over me, two major networks, that they were going to pay him a large amount of money for the footage he was going to get at the riot that was going to happen. Now, how in the world did they know at 10 in the morning there was going to be a riot?
Right.
Now, isn't it interesting that you don't see that reported on anymore? They pulled that off the news stations because it's like, wait a second, we're giving away what we did. What are we thinking? So pull that footage out. And again, there's so many inconsistencies. Go back to why everyone was there. A lot of people don't realize that there were four permits that were issued by the park services for people to have protests or rallies or whatever you want to call them at the Capitol and in the Capitol. They were issued by the park services. So are they complicit in this inciting of a riot? Mm-hmm. But what about the mayor? The mayor had on her website maps of the roads that were going to be closed because of the big rallies, where to park, where not to park, where to come in on the subway. So are they complicit in that because they knew all these people were going to be gathered at the Capitol? But the other thing that people are missing is the day before was why most people were there. January 5th, it was a prayer march around the Capitol. And the only reason I knew this is because there were several friends in the production industry that came in from California the night before, producers, directors, writers, actors, about 20 of them, they're staying at our house. And that's the only reason I even knew they were there. I was like, oh, wow, what are you guys doing again? I'm right here near the Capitol, and I didn't even know something like this was happening. They came in for a prayer march. So why wasn't anyone concerned that all these exact same people the night before, that there was going to be some kind of violence? Why was everyone prepped for violence on January the 6th? It just doesn't make any sense. Unless they knew that they were infiltrating that very same crowd the very next day to make it look like Trump incited a riot. And go back to what I said when I first started. He was still speaking 20 minutes after they claimed the first breach happened. And if you were to hear him, let's just say I'm sitting there at the White House and hear him, go storm the Capitol, yay. It would take you 55 minutes to walk from the White House to the Capitol. We timed it. We timed it there and back because we needed to know where we were going to be at a certain time. So there's no way. I mean, that all that stuff had already happened by the time he finished his speech and by the time anyone within hearing distance would have heard him say anything about inciting a riot. It would have been the timeline just doesn't work. Let me just say that. The timeline just doesn't
work. And this is why they're avoiding the TikTok, you know, for time, you know, because it can't support their narrative. But it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Nina, and that is the invalidation of Donald Trump. And people need to understand anybody that supports MAGA, it's the same thing, except it's on steroids with what the Democrats did with the Tea Party. They invalidated the Tea Party. They did everything to get in the way to not give them the tax exemption. They had every right to access. Went after them with the IRS, Lois Lerner et al. But now here you've got the full force of the government and this faux narrative that's being put out there that the majority of Americans know. They instinctively know this thing smells to high heaven, but they're bound and determined to waste a lot of money and people's time on this narrative to invalidate Trump, and they're only hoping that somehow they can pull a rabbit out of Adam Schiff's back end do something to Donald Trump, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But what they're doing, though, is they're entrenching Trump supporters. It's like they poked a hornet's nest here. People that have usually been a little bit complacent, okay, whatever, maybe I'll vote, maybe I don't. They see exactly what they're doing to him, and they realize it could happen to them next. There could be a kangaroo court with all of us. Look, there's still people sitting, languishing in jail a year and a half later without being charged with anything. That violates their due process. They're innocent until proven guilty, but they've turned it on its head. They're guilty until they can prove themselves innocent. Well, great. Put them in a court of law so they can do that. But
they're
not doing that. There is something sincerely wrong with what they're doing. They're covering up, and again, it's having the exact opposite effect. There are more people now entrenched with Trump, what he stands for, what he's doing, because they know they've got a target on their back, too. And they know that because
they're
sitting in jail. Oh, and by the way, FBI, if you're listening, a ton of people have my footage. And if you want my footage, you can have it. Do not think about breaking down my door, for goodness sake. It's out there. I'm not hiding anything.
Right.
I'm telling everyone what I saw. I got nothing to hide. But why aren't they calling people like us up to, as witnesses in the show trial? Not one person who has an alternative perspective or alternative point of view is being allowed to speak, which shows that there's no there there. If that's the best they've got nothing.
Right. Well, and that's the point of all this that's so obvious. And this is what many Americans are picking up on, Nina, is they're not blind to this. They see the manipulation that's taking place. And it looks like a duck and talks like a duck is what they're sensing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny. I wasn't going to watch it at all. And I have some very good friends that watched it. And they know, they've heard my speech a gazillion times. They know where I'm coming from. They said, Nina, you really need to watch this. So she sent me a link to the first one, and I was shocked at the open, bald-faced lies, and especially those the guards and everything, the crying guards and all. Then it turns out they're politically motivated by stuff. Because I was going, okay, that one guard was claiming to be in the rotunda, and he broke down in tears because they'd been calling him all kinds of racial horrible names, and the policemen came and gathered around him and kumbaya'd him. And I'm like, okay, great, show me the footage of that. Show me the footage. Right. Show me your body cam of that happening. Show us the footage. Because you can make anything up out of whole cloth. The woman that claimed she was, I was knocked down and, you know, I was slipping on people's blood. Show me your body cam footage. Show me how that actually happened.
They're not interested in that. They're interested in the narrative as faux as it is. And this is why some of these ridiculous news reporters are still insisting that five police officers were killed during the event. And there was no police officer whatsoever that was killed during January the 6th, right?
Except there are a few that committed suicide. Now look into that. Why would
that's post.
The biggest days of your entire life commit suicide? That one of those double taps to the back of the head? I mean, seriously.
Right.
And that's been shoved under a rug. All that stuff has been shoved. The man who shot Ashley Babbitt gets out with nothing. And the way he pushed his gun out, I mean, I'm not a policeman, but I've seen enough police shows on TV to know that they put their gun out deliberately in front of them. They yell first before they shoot. You know, show me your hands. Drop your hands. Drop your weapon. Blah, blah, you know, whatever it's going to be. No, he slowly moves his gun out, almost as though he knew a camera was getting that angle, and shoots without yelling anything, without saying anything to this person, not without any warning at all. And he knew she didn't have a gun. So what was that?
Well, any police officer, their training is such, you don't go shooting into a crowd like that. An unarmed crowd? I mean, where is the immediate threat, all things considered? But in order to support this narrative that allows for the justification of a police officer, you know, drawing his weapon and firing one shot. Why did he only fire one shot? Why didn't he empty out everything? You know, I'm not sure if it was a revolver.
Step out in front of her and put the gun right in front of her and say, stop.
Exactly.
Hold your hands up. You know, do it like this.
Right.
And here's the other question. Why were all those chairs in front of that door? All these chairs, and suddenly
exactly. We got to leave it right there. Nina May, thank you for being with us.
If supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.